Good afternoon.
Welcome to the program. I hope we find you well. Suzanne, if you have children, then I think probably a garden of some sort is desperately needed.
I think having an outdoor space is a definite benefit. And being in the garden, it's a complete distraction from what's going on. And it just, getting children involved in plants and growing things, it just gives them a whole different focus. But yeah, you're right, not every family has a garden. But I think there are small things that can be done around growing plants indoors. It's not the same, but just having that sense of growing something and seeing something that you water and take care of starting to develop, I think could be helpful if you've not got a garden.
Well, look, whether you're a gardener or not, when you go to someone's house and they've got an immaculate garden, then you look at you, it is something that's stunning. You look at it and wow, that's beautiful. And some people do have the most beautiful gardens. But on the other end of the spectrum here, Suzanne, I was talking to someone I know who, during all this, when they have been self-isolating, they live in a nice flat, but they've got nothing. There is no garden. They're on, I think, the second floor. And you know, on those very hot days, they could open the windows, but they had nowhere to go. They had the confined space of their apartment, but that was it.
Yeah, I think that's when, you know, your vet can be very susceptible to low mood and depression. I think, you know, having a garden allows you an escape, if you like, from the situation and from the intensity at times. And I think when you're in a flat, you have to find other ways of having a distraction and other ways of feeling peaceful inside and calmer.
And as if you are a parent of particularly young children and have been through all this, of course, there was no shame in saying to the kids, you know, all right, it's raining, here's an orange, go outside in the garden, come back in 8 hours.
No, if children are interested in the garden and have things to do in the garden, then it's great that they can go out there and they can play, and that's a great place for them to be rather than in front of a screen or inside. So being outside, there's so much benefits for kids, you know, it really gives them another interest and a sense of well-being and some fresh air. And they can see plants around them. It has a lot of positive mental benefits for children and adults.
For all. Suzanne, wish you well. Thank you for joining. Suzanne Pearson, parenting expert. This story suggesting, well, the facts are pretty clear.